We are. Oh. Hi, we're speaking with Hannah Palma Lakey, and she is a ceramicist, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And you're from here, aren't you?
Born and raised, sir.
Yes. Well, talk to me about this. Have you done this gig before?
This is my first Grand Marais Arts Festival. I sold at the farmer's market every Saturday last year.
Yep.
And I'm really thankful to be a part of it.
Okay, how's it going?
It's going really well, yeah. It's busy.
Well, it is. It's very busy. And there's there's a record number of artists here. And obviously, I'd say after doing this for quite a number of years, it's just pretty much a record number of people, too. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous day. Couldn't be better. And my four-year-old twins are getting bigger now, so now I feel like I can really put my heart and soul into 100% of my work again. Yeah.
Well, talk about your work. You've come to ceramics relatively soon. Of course, you're a young person. How long have you been doing it?
Yeah, over 10 years now.
Oh, really? Okay.
I went to Bethel University in Roseville, Minnesota. I got my Bachelor's of Arts there. One of my emphases was in ceramic arts. And then I also, for my senior thesis, I did Japanese woodblock printmaking.
Really?
And so my work right now is really a fusion of the two. So I do sort of a woodblock style print on my mugs, bowls, you name it. And that leather hard clay is very similar to that of the Japanese style wood. So cherry, basswood, those types of things. So, yeah, I get to fuse my two loves, and I feel really happy about that.
Well, that's interesting. I just talked to Stanley Leonard. He's a printmaker and at the other end of the line here. But he was talking about some of the Japanese things as well. So how do you do that? I mean, do you carve into it, or do you print and make a print on the clay?
Yeah, so I have a couple different ways I do that. So my love is to carve, so I carve many, many, many of them, just with, a carving hand tool. And so they're all, it's almost like having a original print on each piece. And then I do make drawings of other things I want printed in. And then I have a friend that has a vector cutter, and he cuts it out of hardwood, exactly what I draw. And so then I imprint.
What's a vector cutter?
Oh, well, I don't have one, but
but he does.
But I know that it puts the exact drawing that you did into the computer, and then that computer connects with the wood cutter, and it cuts it exactly into what you drew.
Hannah, how do you? Most ceramics that I've seen are pretty curved. How do you do that?
Yeah, so I have lots of different styles that I do. Some are more bulbous, some are more...
how do you get a print on it?
Well, I make sure when I am making it that the sides are very smooth.
Okay.
So I usually don't keep those rings in them. I really smooth it out, but it is a tricky thing to almost the Japanese woodblock carve something three-dimensional and bulbous, but it can be done. I just have to take the time to really plan it out. So.
And if you're making, several of the same object, can you do that? Or do they turn out a little bit different?
Yes, sir. I specifically focus on, I start with the same amount of clay. I weigh the clay before I go. But I'm not really that picky about, is it exactly the same? Because I'm a handmade artist. I'm doing each one by hand. And there's definitely sets of my things. I do that all the time. But I actually really like that some are just a little bit bigger or a little bit smaller, or, each one can kind of be someone's favorite.
Well, it certainly isn't production line stuff, so we'd expect it to be different from...
Right. It's not a mold. It's made one by one.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So you have a studio at your home, or are you working someplace else?
Yeah, so for the last few years, I've been at the Art Colony, and I now my parents and I, we live about 9 miles east of town, and I just made my garage into the studio, and it still needs much work. I can't fire there yet, but I've been making all of my production there and then bringing it to the Art Colony and firing it in their kilns there.
Okay, so you're using the regular, gas?
We're doing electric. right now. My background is in soda-fired pottery, so I'm interested. I have some plans for building a kiln in my spare time.
Do you have any of that handy?
Not at the moment, no. But kindergarten is about a year away, so. I would like to get back into like gas firing and whatnot, but right now I'm really focusing on that carving and really getting it up to my, just my level of expertise that I would like to display, so.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, we see you around town every so often, and we will talk again. I hope you have a successful time here at the Arts Festival. We've been speaking with Hannah Palma-Lakey. She is a ceramicist. She's in booth number 10, so do stop by and see. This sounds like a fascinating process she got going.
Yeah, please come see me. I would love it. I have a beautiful view of the lake.
Okay, Hannah. Thank you much, dear.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.